Becca Martin has been dealing with OAB for a long time. In her mid-40s, Becca lives outside of Aberdeen, Washington. Before she was treated, she sometimes went to the bathroom 40 times a day, as often as every 20 minutes. She found it impossible to take the bus to work. The 25-mile bus ride home was too long to wait. "My symptoms got so bad that I couldn't drive to work without stopping somewhere along the way," she says. Whenever she drove into Tacoma or Seattle, she would have to add an hour or two to the trip to account for all the necessary rest stops. Becca's primary care doctor referred her to Dr. Kobashi, who diagnosed her with OAB. Tests showed Becca's bladder was telling her brain, "I have to go," all the time, instead of just when her bladder was full. Becca could not tolerate prescription drugs, and lifestyle changes didn't help enough. When Dr. Kobashi told Becca about her other treatment options, she chose a bladder pacemaker. A pulse generator device the size of a silver dollar was surgically implanted into her buttocks. Becca has had tremendous results. One day, soon after she had the surgery, she and her boss were amazed to realize that it had been 6 hours since Becca's last visit to the bathroom, a far cry from the several times each hour that she used to go. Becca urges anyone with OAB symptoms to talk to their doctor about it right away. As Becca knows, treating OAB can change your life for the better.